Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1.
How were the roads, Donna?
Very, very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad, but there weren't a lot of cars on the road.
Wonder if that's a case
ditch.
Of a...
That's right.
The two lanes seemed open. Maybe it's a case of the like Friday. So
hey,
Friday's
Monday's
always the
holiday.
Lowest traffic day. Monday's a holiday. Yes, forgot about that.
Or
yes.
People have the option of working from home more than ever.
Right. And then if they see, oh, there's snow on the road, just yeah. I can do this from my kitchen table.
So slippery. So slippery. Like,
D-bone.
I was so scared. And you people are going past me, and I'm like, fine, see ya.
Yeah, see you in hell.
Well, just, people are so aggressive.
It's pickup truck people
and Jeep people.
Of
we
course.
Got it. You have
and
a
SUVs
four-wheel
and
drive.
Dumb little cars too. It's just the dumb people.
Yeah,
I just want them to settle down. Now, listen, guys. I haven't been out on the roads yet. Early this afternoon, I'm going to head out and test my snow tires. You know, I've been telling you guys about my snow tires.
Yes.
You're going to go to a parking lot and just
and see if I can do donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get out on the roads, but I was almost like, Donna, this is why I want you to get snow tires. I feel like it's the safest option for everybody because, again, no, this is what everybody says.
You're
everybody
really a good
that
salesman.
I say this to.
You should go into sales of some sort, honestly.
Well, trust me, this radio thing is going to crumble beneath me at some point, and so...
You're very persuasive.
Well, here's what it comes down to.
I even looked up snow tires.
And the reason is this. Again, if you have all-season tires, it's like when you walk on ice or snow in your tennis shoes. It's pretty decent, but still, you lose your footing every once and again. However, snow tires are like your big, chunky Sorel winter boots that you don't slip at all. The tread is deeper. It's cut in different ways. It's gripping in different ways. Look, guys, if you spend a little bit of... I think Donna might be nodding off.
I'm good.
If you spend a little bit of money, it will last for the next several winters.
Okay.
You get them taken off in the
All
spring.
Right.
Don't you want to feel safer? Or maybe, just maybe, you like slipping. How's your heart? I mean, how many times can you deal with a really slippery situation? I was sliding under every overpass. Every overpass was icy, and I would see it and know that I was going to slip. Me? No.
Likey. Okay, good talk. Dawn.
Yeah.
I need clarification on what you do with your windshield. I heard you guys talking about this on the morning show.
I'm like,
what? I don't get what you're doing.
You a wiper lifter or what are you doing?
No, I have, an air mattress, a blow up bed.
Okay.
Okay, so those get holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
Always the first time you use them, they never, or you use them twice and you're like, well, I'm going back to Target. So I just took one that had a hole in it. My dad used to do this, and then you just cut it in half because it's kind of bulky.
Okay, so it's deflated.
It's deflated.
Okay, oh. That's an important part of the story.
Oh my God, you thought it was inflated?
I wasn't sure, but then I was like, what?
So it's a big plastic sheet then that's very heavy duty, and I put it over my front windshield. It's good for SUVs because it's big enough.
Okay.
And then I just close it in the windows. I just stick it in there, and it's...
And then you shut the door on it.
I shut the doors on it, and then I just lift it off.
So you cover your windshield so you don't have to deal with snow.
Or scraping ice. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And then I just put it in the back where there's nothing. But yeah, my dad DIY'd everything. And every time I talk about this, people will send me links two windshield covers that are commercially
made.
You're
like, why am I going to pay for that when I got one for free?
I know they exist. I don't want to pay for that. That's why I do this.
It's really an interesting concept. It's like the inverse of the solar shield thing that people put up on the
inside.
And can I say this? We should be doing that.
Just to keep your steering wheel from getting hot?
No, to keep yourself from getting pissed off because it's so hot outside. And in your car, you get in and it's like a hot box. I used to use it when I lived in New Mexico. I had one of those, the aluminum things, the foily things. You put it in the windshield. It makes such a huge difference.
I did not realize that.
Oh, Donna, you know how long it takes? Like 10 seconds. You put the thing up. You feel a little bit like a senior citizen. You know, it seems like something your grandparents would be like, now that you've got your first car, Timmy... Put this on your windshield.
I've never used one in my life, but
oh my gosh,
it's absolutely necessary. You can't even touch the steering
wheel.
And
I lived in Texas for a while, and that, boy, you get sunburn right through your windshield.
I want to buy you one.
They're so cheap. You can get them at Walmart.
You get cardboard ones, right, with that have sunglasses baked into
them. They're actually just like a twisty thing that folds into a this big, a size of a grapefruit.
Okay, I'm going to do it from now
on. And it will reflect the light, like not just cardboard, like there's like a foil or something, you know, like the lining on the inside of good coats, that silvery stuff. Okay. It's like that is repelling the light and the heat away.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Donna. Wow.
Wow. I'll get that when I get my baby on board thing signed.
Right. Baby on board.
Well, because people drive like maniacs. They don't know what kind of precious cargo I've got in my car. I could have a newborn. But people are always, they're really aggressive, especially on 94.
Here she goes with 94.
94 is the wild, wild west.
Anyone driving on 94 right now, you know, honk your horn one time in agreement with D-Bone.
Get your cowboy hat out and wave it out the window.
Oh, I like
So just go through a couple lanes, back and forth, test out your tires.
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, speaking of, people may have been waiting for this information. If you didn't hear yesterday, the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration from enforcing its, you know, vaccine or test requirements for large private companies. So, but they did allow a vaccine mandate to stand for medical facilities that take Medicare or Medicaid payments. So,
yeah, we even dealt with that internally where it was like, we were like, a company of that size. And then they were like, we were all thinking, what is OSHA? I guess I'm to know
what
OSHA is.
That was just when I worked
in
a restaurant and we had to maintain cleanliness.
I thought it helped you with the ocean and it did not. And so I learned stuff this week. But yeah, then the Supreme Court said, OSHA can't make this call.
Right.
Because you can get COVID. They were saying, I think like the very technical details at the highest levels of our court system had to do with it not being specific to a workplace threat. You can get COVID on the plane, at the park, at the playground, at a restaurant, all of that. So it's sort of, you know, tricky little things.
Well, and of course, there's going to be a lot of opinions about that. The American Medical Association said they were deeply disappointed because, you know, they're looking at safety at large, you know, and keeping people
Tired.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You're so tired.
So tired.
Did you hear about the Chinese woman who was stuck on a lockdown date? She went to a city in China to meet some potential suitors. This is how the story goes.
Okay. Oh no.
And then China did a swift and sudden lockdown. All of a sudden, like in this town that we're in, lockdown because there was a spike in cases. And China don't play. So sure enough, she is in the house of the guy that she was meeting, dating, etc. She is apparently still in the house, now updating people on social media about it because China's legit about their lockdowns. You're in the house. You stay there now.
Like if you're on the street, what happens?
I don't know. Maybe they take you away.
Yeah. Maybe Jing lied.
You would not want to be in China during a COVID lockdown. Remember how it looked there?
She went to another city to have a date.
To have a date, to meet some potential suitors.
She's stuck in that house with that guy?
Correct. And she does not think it's a match. No, she doesn't think it's a match. She thinks he's a sweet guy. He's not talkative. She said he talks about as much as a wooden mannequin. His cooking is not great, but it's really great that he is cooking. It's really courteous. He's at work at a laptop. She's sleeping in. She's documenting this.
It's like a forced relationship.
It's a movie. There's a movie there.
Or a reality show.
Yeah, something's there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, it's a Friday, friends. Coming up hour 3, 11:30. We've got a Friday slow jam guaranteed to make you laugh. College of Pop Culture Knowledge comes up at 10:30 today. When we come back, how about this? The song Hit Me Baby One More Time. Of course, we all know it's a Britney Spears song. The one that put her on the map. Two other musical acts were supposed to have that song, and they said, yeah, we'll pass. Think you can figure them out. Think 90s, early 2000s. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, everyone knows the Y is a terrific place to run, swim, stretch, and work on your fitness goals.
Well, of course, but did you know that they also offer other benefits that improve your whole person well-being? That's right. The Y offers health coaching, acupuncture, mindfulness, and yoga.
Yeah, so you can better your body and your mind. Oh my gosh. Join the Y by January 31st and get $0 enrollment.
Go to ymcanorth.org.
What's going on? Welcome back. Hey.
You are the Olivia Rodrigo of My Talk, Donna.
Thank you.
Said it before. I'll say it again.
Thanks. She kind of sounds like Taylor Swift, doesn't she?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I hear that. No, 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 guys.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, the talking part.
By the way.
She's adorable.
Deep tease, D-Bone, just for you, my friend. Stevie Boy did a deep dive read this morning on a Taylor Swift article.
Oh, yeah? Was it and the one about Jake Gyllenhaal?
It was.
I read it, too.
And you have a red sweater on today. Thank you.
You have to let me...
Oh, you take it, baby.
Tell it, because this is me trying to... It's like when you come up with a Money Monday topic. It warms the cockles of my heart.
Okay.
And I feel like I understand it. I didn't really understand it at all, which I learned by the end of the BuzzFeed article. I was like, I didn't understand that drama at all. And now I do.
You didn't understand it from, like, a while ago?
Correct.
Did you watch the video?
Oh, interesting.
Okay, you gotta watch the video.
So you never... this is what... Swifties do. They deep dive into, like, who is she talking about? Oh, well, it has to be, John Mayer. No, this one's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, so this one is a Jake Gyllenhaal perceived response or acknowledgement of All Too Well.
Which is great.
The 10-minute version.
Yeah, so, she shouldn't be the only one who gets to say something through
absolutely.
Art. Right?
Absolutely. And by the way, did you say something about Spider-Man there, Dawn, in the midst of all this?
Oh, yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal was... we just watched Spider-Man 2, Far From Home, of the new Spider-Mans with, what's his face?
British
Tom Holland. We love Tom Holland.
Mysterio.
He plays Mysterio in it, and he is, especially, you know, like the first 25 minutes of the movie, really winsome. You're reminded of how charming and likable, despite Taylor's song, how charming and likable and good on camera Jake Gyllenhaal is.
Yes.
I was won by him in the first 30 minutes of the movie.
This guy is a good guy.
This guy. And he looks great.
Yeah.
And there was a conversational scene where Jake Gyllenhaal, Donna, is talking with Tom Holland.
I didn't even know he was in it.
I was pleasant surprise, right?
He's the counterpart, we'll just say.
Yes. And he just, like, is super handsome and just smiley and fun while he's talking to it. It was just this really great scene of the two of them talking, and I was like,
man, you're a movie star. Some people just deserve to be movie stars just by the way they look. Yes, I hate to say it,
for sure.
You're like, God, we just want to look at you.
He is one of them. And
very handsome. Yeah,
Tom Cruise in person, name drop, has that strange appeal where you just sort of step back and think,
I'm in their orbit.
Go. He was on a motorcycle in front of us with no helmet, so his long Tom Cruise hair blowing in the wind. He's wearing his Wayfarer Ray-Ban glasses, and you just thought, am I watching a movie right now? Am I in this? Am I in a movie?
This impacted people for the rest of their lives.
For sure.
Like, the promotion they did with you and other people.
Yeah.
It forever you will have that story, because it sounds phenomenal.
And as Donna knows, I don't grow tired of telling it. Mm-hmm. Let's get curious, shall we?
All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, so the song Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it went to Britney Spears in the end. She was option three. There were two other big acts who were offered the song, turned the song down. I think you can guess that they were groups.
Groups.
And they were groups.
This is hard.
From mid-90s into early 2000s.
I'm going to go one TLC.
You are correct.
No way.
Donna.
And the other is Salt-N-Pepa.
Dang. You stayed in that lane.
Darn.
No, you doubled down. TLC is one of them.
All right.
And the other is a 90s, early 2000s group that has recently, you could argue, made a bit of a comeback. They've started touring again.
Backstreet Boys?
You got it, Dawn.
Wow.
Backstreet's back.
Hello. Nice job.
I feel like it should have gone to one of them.
Do you just
really
say that now?
I was uncomfortable with her outfit.
Oh, yeah.
How old was she when she was doing that?
I was just going to say, knowing that her parents approved of
it
that.
It was creepy to me. She's
how
like
old
16
was she, legit?
Or
oh,
so.
Yeah. Come on, parents. Do better.
And then she had like a boob job when she was like 16.
It was just all like, now when you look back at the marketing machine and they were exploiting her, I just don't like them.
Yeah.
There is a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like as far back as like Brooke Shields in that, what was that movie?
Blue Lagoon.
And then she was also in a movie, I think it was called Endless Love, where she's like this young girl and she's like engaging in you know, adult activities.
Oh, geez.
You know, and her like mom pinochle? Was her manager, not pinochle or bridge. But, you know, bow chicka bow wow.
Donna.
What?
Australia has over 10,000 beaches. So you could visit a new beach every day for over 27 years. And you could, that same math holds true here for our land of 10,000 lakes. You could visit a new lake every day for 27 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
The reason that the taste of artificial banana flavoring and artificial banana flavored products don't taste like bananas, right? Think of that artificial flavor.
But I like it.
You like it.
Yeah, here's... like, in, is it Nerds?
Yeah, Nerds,
no,
Runts.
I like Runts.
Is it Runts? Runts, the little
the popsicles?
Banana.
Yeah. Well, here's why it doesn't taste like it. It's actually based on a type of banana, but that banana was wiped out by a plague in the 1950s.
What?
So that's that banana weird. Flavoring is based on what a banana used to taste like. A different breed of banana, but it's no more because of a plague.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow.
Somebody sent us an email.
Yeah.
And said, I hear you guys saying, you're not a bad dog, but what are you talking about?
Oh!
I had to explain that it's from Marley and Me.
Oh.
Yes. A
very sad scene with Owen Wilson. So anytime someone says, wow, it just triggers us.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh.
And I like that they said, and what are you talking about? What do you say? Oh, it just keeps going.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to be right back. Don't go away. All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hello.
Hello. So I saw this story and I thought, come on, really? Christina Ricci recently had a baby girl.
Uh-huh.
I believe she already has a son.
Congratulations.
Right?
It's beautiful.
Well, apparently she found out her newborn's name on Instagram after her husband announced it.
Uh-oh.
I know. So what happened was, so she was on Ellen telling this story. And Steve, we could link this up if
yeah, great.
You
would. We'll do.
Okie dokes. But anyway, she was talking about how her husband, Mark, and she were talking when she was about to have a C-section. And they had talked about the name Cleo for her daughter. And Mark was like, okay, but obviously she's going to have a full name too, right? We'll call her Cleopatra. And Christina Ricci was like, Cleopatra? And he was like, yeah, we can't just, she's got to have a full
name. Like that
name.
One lady. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And she was like, you know what? Okay, we could talk about this later. Well, later, he had put out an Instagram post because he was so excited that he wrote, my heart has exploded. Christina and baby Cleo are doing fantastic. We're all resting after such an eventful morning. Welcome to the world, baby Cleopatra Ricci Hampton.
Mm.
And she was like, well, there it is. I guess our daughter's name is Cleopatra. That's something you discuss for sure, right?
I would think so. Yeah. I'm no marriage counselor.
Is he a muggle? What's his deal?
I have no idea.
Is a do you mean that in a Harry Potter context?
Yeah, is he a normal person?
He is a,
he's a muggle, so he doesn't know not to do things like
sure.
that.
Yeah, that could be it. That's it. He's not in the...
I think he's a makeup artist.
Okay.
In case you're interested.
Oh, cool. She always looks good.
Exactly. Oh, that would be nice to have a makeup artist as a husband.
Yeah, that would
oh,
be cool.
Oh, God. Or even better, what do you call the people who dress people? A stylist. I want a stylist.
And you I know want what them I to would pay for all the clothes.
Yes.
All right. Can we just brief? Let's set up shop here for one moment on that topic because I think a lot of people have feelings about that. If you hit the lottery and you could have one of those people live in with you, would it be a hairstylist, a makeup artist, or a stylist?
Meaning,
okay, and they would provide clothes for you.
And well, that's the answer. They would dress you. Yes.
Yep. They would dress you. The other folks would do all your hair care or all of your makeup. So
do I get free extensions?
Yes. You do, Don.
Okay, I want a hairstylist.
You want a hairstylist.
Nice. I don't want to deal with extensions. Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. Doesn't it? Like, it feels like it would get itchy, and then you can't, you have to be really careful when you wash your hair.
I want to look like a celebrity.
Don, you already do.
Oh, come on now.
Stop it.
Well, thanks for asking. I think I would go.
No, it's fine. Stylist.
He's used to this.
Beard stylist?
Not a beard stylist, although I did trim my beard, guys. Thanks for
I'm glad.
Recognizing.
That's good. That's really good.
I actually wanted my barber to not touch anything around my mustache and goatee. I wanted that to stay fuller.
Why?
That's what my wife said.
I didn't. Oh, you didn't.
I wanted it to fade into that. And then it would like get, you know, because then you start kind of shaping it a little bit like a lumber sexual point of it is. I would choose to have a live-in barber.
Oh.
If I could have my hair cut.
You could have your hair cut every few days.
Few days. I love clippers on my neck. I just love it all. And I've been going to a barber for a few years. And at a barber, you get a really nice fade. But you don't get your hair washed. And that's what I really love at a salon is when they dip your head back.
I didn't know you don't get your hair washed.
No, not at a barber.
Squirt it with some water if they're going to get it wet.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? What do you have to wash my hair for?
Oh, I love washing the hair.
You have a choice in places.
You don't have to
do it.
No, I want. Donna. I don't like sitting in the chair that long.
Oh,
I'm like,
good
Lord. Let's just go. Let's get this done.
I love them massaging my head. It's
I do
the
like
best.
That part. That is good.
There was a place I used to go. It's called Reflect Salon, New Reflections. Then we did Simonson's for a while. They were taking care of our hair on Twin Cities Live. Both of those places, wash your hair, hot towel situation.
Oh.
It was lovely. And I vividly remember getting my hair washed by this super hot stylist named Dina when I was a kid. We went to this place called Talk of the Town. I was probably like 11 or 12. Brothers are then, you know, 12, 14, 15, whatever.
Uh-oh.
And there was this stylist, Dina, and she was just drop dead gorgeous.
Did you bring a book with you?
I did not.
You mean to put on his lap?
And when she would wash my hair, I was like, gosh, is this happening? Is she using this hot of water and giving me a scalp massage? And does she know I think she's pretty?
Uh-uh.
That was what 12-year-old Steve was
cute.
Thinking.
That's adorable, Steve.
Shout out to Dina if you're listening. I am a happily married man. I am not available, but I'm open to a hair wash.
Oh, I'm sure your wife would love that. My favorite video of her is her criticizing your beard, I think, lately, where she's like, no, it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was one. Okay, so
is
I tried.
That
was
one.
That was recent. I tried a handlebar thing. I wanted to scare her and the kids in big, thick mutton chops.
Her reaction is so real and
it is
funny.
Very real. She is very real when she responds to me on
camera.
She's
like the more cynical side of your relationship, right?
1,000%.
I love it.
She is, my brothers
I
and
love
I,
your
like,
reaction, you're like, you think?
My brother Scooty and I, we are like the perpetually positive people of, no, here's the silver lining. And his wife April and my wife Lou, they wouldn't mind me saying, they can always manage to see how something might go wrong. And we're like, guys.
They're realists.
No,
it's
that's what
insurance.
That's bullcrap. That is what pessimists say when they try to get dressed up for an event. They say, no, actually, I'm a realist. I mean, all the time. You know what my wife's problem is? Let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
Here's a problem that my... And I have... Lou is downstairs. Lauren is downstairs right now. And I've said this to her a gazillion times. Her problem in life is expectations, particularly with food, where it used to really stress us out on dates. We'd go on a date. We'd eat dinner. And I would say, how was your dinner? It wasn't my favorite. Which was such an irritating response to me because I thought... If you're only going to tell me if it's your favorite meal
that's
you've ever
true.
Had
I
or
see
not,
that. Right?
And we have had that argument many, many times where I have tried to talk her through that. Whereas, you know, I'm like, this is one of a gazillion meals I'm going to eat. Any meal is one of a gazillion. A little stone in the mosaic.
That's right.
I don't really care. Yeah. If it's good, great. If it's not, on to the next meal. I have another meal scheduled in 4 hours.
So what do you want her to say?
Just be more positive about it. No, I don't want her to lie.
Oh, thank you.
But don't.
Thank you for taking me out. Oh, you're like that guy in White Lotus where she has to thank him every day.
No. I'm not White Lotus guy.
Yeah, you kind of are. You look like him too.
No. What I'm saying is, you don't have to say, oh, it's marvelous. Thank you, sir, for taking me on this date.
God.
What you have to do is just don't judge it against, I didn't ask you, was this your favorite meal you've ever had? I just said, how was it?
You could say it was good.
You sure could?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm never going to get to this next story.
What's the story? Please. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to know if you guys heard about this show.
I have seen a trailer.
Oh, you have?
I have, and I thought, oh, I kind of want to watch it.
I would watch an episode. You know what it reminds me? Okay, so it is called, Hold on. Why can't I remember what it's called?
Relatively Famous Ranch Rules.
Thank you.
What?
Relatively Famous Ranch Rules. So they take a bunch of kids of famous people and they take them out of their element and they throw them on a ranch.
Okay.
And they have to work on a ranch. It kind of reminds me a little of The Simple Life.
Yes.
Sure. Yep.
And that one was Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a little bit of the trailer, and this is on E!
I'll link it up on the show links too.
Thanks, Steve.
My dad is Shaquille O'Neal.
My dad is David Hasselhoff.
E! Brings 8 celebrity kids.
My dad is actor and comedian Martin Lawrence.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Pat Benatar.
Ray Parker Jr.
The legendary Eazy-E.
WWE Hall of Famer
Billy Gunn.
From Rich Life.
Life was great growing up. My family has 3 houses in Malibu.
Yachts, private airplanes.
Just hop from party to party to party.
It was crazy.
To Ranch Life.
What in the hell do we sign up for?
Welcome to Saddleback Ranch. When COVID hit us, our tourism business shut down. We need you guys to help us reopen in 30 days.
No pressure.
Now time to go to work.
Labor!
Your first job is to get the sheep sheared.
Oh, no.
That's true.
You guys got to move those pigs.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they bite?
They do.
Ow!
Artificial insemination.
That's where I draw the line.
There's other ways to help, huh?
Yeah. Financially.
I've never done any of this literally in my life.
You get the idea.
That's a pretty good cast.
It is. I'm like curious.
Eazy-E's daughter?
Wow. Oh, weird. By the way, there is an article about Billy Bob Thornton's kid. I think his name is Harry.
Yeah.
And he says that Angelina Jolie still sends him Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
And he says she was so cool. She would take us camping every week. She would rent an RV. Yeah, I mean, he's probably remembering the way a kid remembers things inaccurately.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, at least it's positive stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So this is airs on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock on E!, which I have not watched in forever. I used to just put it on just to see what's going on in Hollywood.
I mean, isn't Real Housewives on E!?
No,
Bravo.
Oh, Bravo. That's right. I get them confused sometimes.
Yeah.
Interesting poll question. How many non-local channels do you know the channel number of? If I said, quick, go to TNT.
Don't know it.
Oh.
ESPN.
No.
Bravo. CNN.
30. CNN is 3.
3.
E is 49.
Oh, D-Bone, look at you.
MTV is 35. But now everything's different because of
HD.
HD.
Yeah, it's 1,035.
Yeah, 1,011.
Is there any way to get off of my mom's TV? She has Dish Network. All of the dirty things.
She's probably, there would be. She's probably subscribing to these dirty things.
No. It's just like it's choice. It's a pay-per-view choice. But when you're scrolling through on Christmas you see like Lisa and Linda licking it up on the beach, you're like, I don't want, no. And then you're trying to go past it. And it's like just all a bunch of dirty titles. The pay-per-view
is it only
porn.
The titles or is it?
It's the I don't click on it. But,
okay.
Because you'd have to pay. But sure, it's like I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, oh, no.
Why does she have those? Why are they even made available on Dish?
I don't know.
I think you have to subscribe.
No.
Your mom like is a dirty package.
Birdie. No. She watches the Gem Channel. Are you kidding? Anyway, I was just wondering.
If anybody knows, send us an email, will you? Okay. We're going to go. When we come back. Oh, I want you guys to think about this. There is a story about the oldest tortoise on the planet. How old do you actually think?
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. Okay, we'll have that on the way. And a woman who does something very strange before bed is getting a lot of feedback. I'll tell you what she does and see what you think about that, too. All coming up next on My Talk. We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer Dawn McClain. Woo! Hey, don't forget that we're trying to raise some money for Canine Inspired Change. We're doing this to honor Betty White by participating in the Betty White Challenge. So what are we asking, Dawn? Is it $5?
It's just $5. I think nationally, that's what people were called to do, their favorite organization. So we wanted to get the word out about Canine Inspired Change.
Yeah.
Holly is on the board. She's so happy because I think we have over $1,400 right now.
Already?
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
We're making our big push on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. We'll be live on the air. Also, what would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. Boy, great progress already.
I know.
Absolutely. So use keyword Betty at mytalk1071.com.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
There is a tortoise that lives in, he lives on an island. It's called St. Helena. It's a British territory in the Atlantic Ocean. And this guy, I think it's a guy, just broke the Guinness World Record for oldest living tortoise.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. I have a guess.
Okay. And this officially, just so you know, includes all turtles and tortoises and terrapins. So this guy's the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that this Guinness World Record setting tortoise is 121 years old.
Wow. Good guess. Dawn?
No. No, this is over 200 years old.
Dawn, don't be crazy.
No. There used to be a turtle who was owned by the Sultan of Brunei, who was dated back to when Darwin was around. It was Darwin's turtle. That turtle died.
Well, this previous record, the previous record holder was Tua Malila.
Okay.
A radiated tortoise that died at the estimated age of 188 in 1965.
That's Holy probably Pete. The one I'm talking about.
This guy's name is Jonathan.
Okay.
Come on, that's a great turtle name.
His name is Jonathan. He's blind. He has lost his sense of smell, but he eats really well when he's hand-fed. I know, right? That's the first thing I thought. He eats really well when he's hand-fed by a veterinary team.
This guy sounds pretty
high
maintenance.
Still active.
How old is he?
He is 190.
Okay.
Still active. He's not even feeding himself.
He's blind and
ooh, and he still has a good libido. He frequently likes to mate with Emma and sometimes Fred.
Excuse me. I can't see.
They're not particularly gender sensitive. That's a quote. All right. So Fred and Emma.
How old are they?
I didn't ask. I don't know, but that's so old.
171.
Doesn't that freak you out? Robert. Turtles are freaky.
Yeah, they're fascinating.
They're prehistoric. They're dinosaur-like.
Yeah. Well, listen, raise your hand if you're sort of a tortoise expert. Guilty. I own two turtles, guys, in my life. I've owned two turtles.
Yeah. Guys, driveway was covered with turtles a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's
little babies, the little ones.
Old Testament plague.
What happened? What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe a turtle hatched, and then they were really little, and I'm like, what is that thing?
Oh, yeah, they do hatch in neighborhoods.
And
they really do.
I realized they were turtles, so I put them in a box.
Dawn said, what is this thing? I'm backing up anyway.
I brought it to the neighbor kids so they can check them out. I did squish a few of them.
Oh.
Sorry. They were
little. Squish a few. Yeah.
They need to be released into a marshy land or something, right?
Yeah, which I think is what my neighbors did with them.
Oh, well, my first turtle that I had, thanks for not taking the bait the first time, Herman died when I was six. Herman used to bite my finger. I had to hand feed Herman, this little box turtle, feed him lettuce, but he bit my finger. It was tough. Then Herman died. And Stevie Boy buried Herman in a Maxwell house.
I do not want to hear the rest of this story. I know the story. You've told it too many times already.
It's my truth.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off while you tell everybody else.
What? Okay, now what?
It's not. It doesn't have a happy ending.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Welcome to a thing called life. I buried Herman in a Maxwell House tin, like a tall tin, and buried him right next to my house. And I even made a cross out of twigs and bread ties.
That's very sweet.
And I buried him just so I could pay my respects. A couple days later, I go to do just that. And I say, well, isn't this something? Herman has risen. He has risen indeed. No longer was the Maxwell House filled with Herman's body. He was gone. I'm a kid. I thought, what happened? Uh-oh. What happened? I go into my neighbor Don's yard, and this is true. I find Herman's severed head. Parts of Herman's body, he had been dug up by an animal and eaten. I was six. People say, why are you the way that you are? Ask me about my upbringing. Anyway, we got another turtle after that, also named him Herman. And that Herman walked away while we were playing basketball. We brought him out to get some fresh air.
Okay, I'm waiting for the reaction on Don's face to know when I could turn
him. No, you come back. He's already fine. We're already fine.
He's already been beheaded. Don's an adult. Everything.
Yeah, she's a ghost hunter. Here, we already found the severed head in Don's yard, the neighbor Don. The next turtle that we got, also named Herman, walked away after we had him out in the backyard with us as we were playing basketball and came back months later.
Oh, okay.
The same turtle.
Yeah.
I didn't live in a turtle territory. It was I had a box turtle. That's the only way you got a turtle.
We used to mark him, this is not good, don't do this, with nail polish on the back, put a heart on their shell, and then would come back the next year, and they'd be the same turtle.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think that's okay to do that.
It's like a toxic thing that their shells are
absorbing that. No. Oh. Okay, don't do that.
Can you see
Maybe
right now?
Maybe put a little collar on his neck next time like they do in the...
PETA feverishly emailing Donna and me right now.
No, God.
To whom it may concern.
But don't they do that? Like with tigers in the wild, they tag them.
Yeah, I think you might want to be like an animal specialist and not just like Judy who saw a turtle in her backyard. Come here. Okay, I'm going to put a clamp on him.
Oh, my God. Don't say clamp. I don't like that. All right. Hey, I'll save the story about what the woman does before bed.
Good, because I am a sympathizer of hers. She is my kind of lady because I do something when I go to bed sometimes.
You do?
Yes. And it will.
Let's talk about this before we get to music news coming up, okay?
All right.
And that Jake Gyllenhaal story.
Oh, yeah, that's right, guys. Stevie Boy, you've all been tuning in and sticking around for the beat. Jake Gyllenhaal acknowledged, sort of responded to Taylor Swift's All Too Well extended version, which was all too much about Jake. I'll tell you what I learned about T-Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal this morning.